Part of the Republican budget would no longer let the state spend money on family planning centers that perform abortions. These centers would also be ineligible for state money if they counsel women that abortion is an option. The budget would also cut new funding and tighten eligibility for a family planning demonstration project. Robson calls the GOP plan an attack.
It would mean the end to affordable family planning services that hundreds of Wisconsin families, Wisconsin men and women in this state have come to know, come to rely on, and come to appreciate as well.
The Republican budget would also force the state to accept federal abstinence until marriage funding. It took that money in the past, but Governor Jim Doyle opted not to this year. That's because stricter federal requirements would not let the state use the money to discuss contraception or sexually transmitted diseases. Robson says she hasn't discussed these specific issues with Republican Speaker Mike Hipsch, although the two sides could begin talking about them soon. It would likely require some give and take for Democrats to get them out of the budget. They've included provisions in their budget that bother some Republicans, such as benefits for domestic partners of state employees. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.